Blog Talk Radio.
Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac.
Welcome back to another edition of the Life Be Life and Podcast. Back up on the scene, nah, I mean, I'm your host,
And I'm your host, D to the J. Back in the building like I ain't never left, and it feels so good. Bro, what's the drill?
Hey, you know what it is, man. Everything great around this place. What you got cracking?
Man, it's that time of the year, man, that, you know, Valentine's is next week, and I'm really holding on to what some of these pastors are saying, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? With Valentine's coming up and so many pastors really speaking, man. And so T.D. Jakes said something, bro, that really, you know, I felt was profound. And he said, have you ever been swallowed? And I was just like, man, you know, just thinking about my marriage and, you know, Valentine's and everything. So other than that, bro, man, I'm feeling good, man. I can't complain. What's tell me something new.
Hey, man, this is new. So watching the sports show today, during the month of February, they give, you know, little known facts of Black history.
Mm-hmm.
So this right here, man, just really kind of did it for me. I was like, wow. So apparently in 1992, we all know during that time, man, everybody was less offended. You know, comedy can be comedy. So
yeah.
There was a hit show called In Living Color. And apparently In Living Color scheduled for a, you know, a show to come on at halftime during the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So what ended up happening was, during that year of 92, the NFL lost 40% of their viewer base. They all switched over and went and watched the episode of In Living Color.
Yep.
So, you know, you know, like a 30-second commercial, man, is like $12 million for the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so the people who are investing, you know, or trying to get their product out, that was like, well, shoot, you know, how many people did we not read then? And the next year, I believe it was Michael Jackson that ended up doing the Super Bowl. And from there, that's why it became this extravagant spectacular event every year. Pepsi backed out, I believe, either last year or the year before. Amazon has took over, I think, Usher. So it's always, you know, a big-time star. One more thing, man, before we slide off that topic is, I was watching Undisputed today.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I'm home, I normally do it because I try to hop on, you know, antagonize somebody on there. So I heard specific terminology today that I have never heard before. I've never really tripped off of before. So, you know, I'm a wrestling fan still, so we know wrestling is fake. You know what I'm saying? All the matches are staged, things of that nature. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, when there is a play, what is it act out on? A stage, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So we need to skip this morning. And he specifically said, you know, the Super Bowl is one of the most extravagant events to be staged.
Mm.
We used that specific terminology, and I was
mm-hmm.
like, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, but folks have been saying little things, you know, as a lot of the athletes, man, as they're starting to retire, people are being more just blatant in what they purposefully saying. So, yeah, I think 2024, Cat Williams proved it. It's going to be a year of a whole lot of folks' troops coming out, whether they anticipated or not. So,
So, man, what we got for the topic tonight? Go ahead and hit them with them.
Man, so look, professional don't mean pushover. So with phones being a part of our daily routine, we've seen some of the most outrageous things, and it's common now. Many look to gain followers and or attention. Some truly think your response is due to your personality, when reality is your responsibilities are greater than the urge to chin check a disrespecting patron. So we just want to kind of get into some things like, have you ever found yourself being disrespected in any way? Do you find yourself being disrespectful if your way wasn't had? You know, some jobs people feel like they're beneath you, so on and so forth. So, man, I really want to dig into that topic tonight, man. If you good with that, I'm good with that.
You know it, man.
So I want to chop this thing up in a few different directions tonight, lifers. And I want to kind of start off with this, man, because, again, professional don't mean pushover. So that kind of speaks to some type of conflict. So let's talk about the different type of conflicts. They're typically broken up into four types of a workplace violence. So you got criminal intent. You got, you know, the customer slash client. You got the worker versus worker. And then you got that professional relationship. So those are really the four categories when they start to look at workplace violence, that being a pushover, what something is happening. So it's kind of been identified by, this is OSHA, for those who don't know, that's the Occupational Safety and Health. 2 million people in America are victims of a workplace violence, some type of incident. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, dang, is we really out here beefing like that, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? So some of the common ways, you know, that kind of led to that, they found out it was either to the product or the service not valued. The value of the service, I'm sorry, not adding up or leading up to the standards. They felt like the company made promises and let them down. Like, you just not living up to the hype. So I want to kind of kick it to you, bro, and kind of get your thoughts. And I want you to circle it around this piece right here. So it's said that most people, if they going to lose their mind, it's not going to happen at their school or their work, but it's going to be on the phone with customer service or a McDonald's or some type of discount store. And this, they're saying, is due to those not in service positions that feel like they're superior to the people that are. And it's much easier, that is a DJ, to punch down than up. So what do you think, man, is kind of popping around this whole professional don't mean pushover? Like, I know you got a whole lot of experiences in on all of this. Like, what's your take? What's up?
So the thing I've always tried to walk into every interaction, no matter what the outcome is going to be, because sometimes the outcome is already predetermined. For instance,
true,
you know, when I was a manager at the bank, or even a banker, you know, at the bank, you know, no ID, that was pretty much almost doing it.
Yeah.
Especially take out thousands. Well, I got my phone. Yeah, we don't have your ID, man. So tell you what, we'll give you the money for you to go get your ID.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, they just go give a printout, but that's a legal document. So, you know, we can help you. We're trying to protect you and trying to protect us as well. But it's like a lot of people don't understand, man, just because you fought your way to get to a certain point, to get to a certain stature, and then you just happen to be the same color in an industry where, you know, to see a person of color, and especially men, let me just go ahead and say it, when you see black men in certain management positions, especially in corporate America, man, it's already, you know, you gotta be one of two things. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You sleep with somebody or you a chump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so when I come by and I can't get my way, now I'm trying to pull you out of character, you know, as a black man. And yes, they try our black women too. But for some reason, man, us black men, you know, we go through it just because we have on a shirt and tie and we're going to work looking, you know, professional. And, you know, even when I'm having an interaction with a customer, I do take, you know, a little bit off of my voice, you know what I'm saying, just to make it sound more pleasant.
Yeah.
But just to sound, you know what I'm saying, warming and caring. Because when you're in customer service, you know what I'm saying, if you're trying to deal with a problem or you're trying to get somebody's business, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be one of the two.
True.
And, I just feel like that people don't understand that I may know you from coming to the bank, but I don't know you personally. There was very, very few people that would walk through the bank that I'll be like, you know what, I'll vouch for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the money that they have, and I know that this is actually them. So, yeah, I'll sign off on that. But people expect you, just because they're in a situation, to break the laws and, you know, saying the security protocols that are in place, any type of job, you know what I'm saying, just to cater to them. And the customer's not always right. Now, I understand that, you know, there are situations where a customer can be, because being a manager or being in certain different occupations, I've seen associates and managers just not be pleasant with a customer.
Right.
But the thing is, you know, I always try to look at the good of the situation. Before that person came in my presence, I don't really know what happened with them. Somebody could have cut them off. You know, they could have got a bad phone call. And I try to take that into consideration as I'm having that interaction. You know, but a few times, man, you know, I've been called, you know, the B word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That I was a chump, I was a punk, that I was gay. You know, all this other stuff. And one particular person, and this is crazy. So this one particular person who came up to the bank in Baden, met me out with everything, invited me outside and all kind of chumps or whatever I am.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of weeks later, I'm at the Walgreens right here on Jennings, and he's right behind me in line.
Yeah.
But now, because I don't have on a shirt and tie, or, you know what I'm saying, sweater.
Relax. Yeah.
That now I'm a whole different person. I'm awkward now.
Yeah.
I'm looking like I look right now, and there was no words. He even spoke. Because I told my wife before he walked over, I'm like, hey, that's old boy.
Mm-hmm.
He got right
behind
me.
And the charcoal ain't as hot as it was. Now, that, you know what I'm saying, man.
And I just really think that it's sad, because we go into certain types of businesses and we complain that nobody of color, you know what I'm saying, is in a authority, especially in our neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's the gas station or the grocery store, whether, you know, you stopping by the side store, whatever the case may be, the restaurant, it doesn't matter. I truly believe that the majority of people that work in a certain demographic, you know what I'm saying, should be people of the demographic, because now I will deal with you on an even better note, because you're my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we get into areas that don't reflect that, then we start to get, why are they following me? They must think I'm stealing. But then you go where an opportunity presents itself and there's a black manager, and you go do the same thing.
Right. You can't win for losing. You mad if you don't see representations in places of position that look like you. However, a lot of times we see the same will be the main ones attacking the character of that very person you was mad at until they got that spot. And that's crazy. I know of a situation, and I won't say necessarily the who's or the what's, but this took place, I want to say this was maybe about a month and a half back, and situation come about, gentleman comes inside of this particular place of business, and it's just being real loud, obnoxious, arrogant, cussing. You know, people are trying to calm him down. Service women, excuse me here, man, F them kids, F them women. I did blah, say blah. I'll do this and this and this. So he gets escorted out. Okay. So a week later, what ends up happening is my man's comes back around again, saying rah-rah. Long story short, this client has ended up threatening the employee. He pulls out one weapon. Somebody else pulls out another weapon. And what? So, yeah, bro, I've seen things of that similar magnitude, and I know you have as well. The time, man, is 8:15. Bro, I want to jump into a break if you good with that. I want to shift gears, bro. I want to talk about rude employees that are really might be the driving force behind this zero tolerant thing, if that's good with you.
Let's do it.
All right, bet that. Let's get it popping.
Yo, you are now rocking with the absolute best, the Life Be Life in podcast, your host, Tony B, D to the J, every single Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central. We bring in the hottest topics. We bring in that hee-haw, that funny. We bring in a little bit of music. We giving you exactly what you know you need, so stop playing with us. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tell your cousin, tell your mama that her favorite comedians, the best duo since Wings and Rants, is back in the building. Dial that number 516-531-9473. blogtalkradio.com/lifebelifeandpodcast. Let's get to it.
What you think, bro? Hey, that was a cut.
It was definitely something that had to be in the playlist. Didn't matter whether it was the turn up, your little kickback, you know what I'm saying? It didn't even matter, man. It was like that. So, man, yeah. And shout out to, like you said, BET Uncut. Lunatics ran that, what Tip Drill took.
See, I wasn't gonna even go there, man. Different. I was trying to.
Tim Drill was different. You ain't no whatever lifers. I don't care what y'all talking about. Everybody and their mama said, "Dang, not swipe the credit card." Y'all, hey. Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all, wow. Lifers, we back. If you just now tuning in, top profession don't mean put over. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. 516-531-9473. So we went to break, bro, I had asked you, try saying that five times. Before we went to break, bro, I had asked you, the rude employees, is that kind of contributing to this zero tolerant mindset? Like, if I'm a consumer, am I already coming in charged up or on 10 because I'm already knowing what I'm going to expect? Like, what do you see? Have you came across a situation like, man, you trying to return some draws? You know what I'm saying? You thought it had the elastic waistband.
Well, I had a hole in.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I didn't want the open fly joint. So, boom. So you come back, and it's, do you got your receipt? Well, no, but it's say your name right. Like, this is your brand. This is your brand. And it's just something. It's like attitude. Like, have you experienced a situation to where you being wronged and you the person that's supposed to be getting the service?
So, man, it's crazy because, like, in certain areas, and I'm like that too. You know, when I get ready to go to certain places, Walmart, you know, when I'm trying to slide by Church's or Popeyes real quick, my mind is already at zero tolerance because a lot of black consumers in certain areas feel like that they're underserved and that the people, you know, already don't care. So let me go ahead and put on my game face and not take any shenanigans because I know that they're coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad to say that while you're in customer service, you know, you got to understand that. And immediately, you know, you're trying to de-escalate that situation from jump before you even get into the issue. You're speaking, you're trying to be warm.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, man, a lot of employees, these new employees, they just don't have that skill. I'm not saying them all, but there's a lot of young people that are in, you know, drive-through windows that, you know, you'd be wanting to snap through it. They'd be on the microphone and you'd be wanting to shove it down their throat.
Yeah.
And for me, being in that field for so long, you know, like when somebody trying to, like you're trying to order your food and somebody's trying to fast talk you, like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
Yeah.
When you pull up to the window, you see them taking another order. You see the eyelashes flashing and the neck rolling. It's like, See, and then you ain't even got everything that I wanted. You know what I'm saying? I specifically came to that, but you out of it. So it's happened to me quite a few times, man, and it really sucks because very few times I actually speak to a manager because I've seen in this new day and age because people are so short-handed and they are so hurtful.
It's a guinea mindset. What can I get out of the situation? How can I squeeze this orange and make sure it drops in my glass?
Yeah, so, you know, they're already in that battle because don't nobody want to work. So, complaining even to corporate or to the manager, it really doesn't do any good anymore. So my protest is I don't come back. I don't, like, perfect example is Landry's. Landry's used to be me and the missus' anniversary spot, man. We went there for years.
Yeah.
When I say for years, we went there for years. We had a bad experience. Service that we would normally get, you know, we didn't get it. We would kind of look at it kind of crazy. And on top of that, the menu had changed so much, you know, but we were willing to deal with that. I mean, it was so bad that to get out dessert, the chef or one of the cooks had to bring it out the kitchen. Because our server wasn't giving us that attention, not knowing, you know, that's the field. When we go out and we spend in 100 plus, you know what I'm saying? We tip in 20, 30, depending on the experience.
Yeah.
So it just sucks, man, that, you know, we view our own people like that, especially on Sundays in the restaurant field. All these church people finna come in still wet from hollering and hooping and rolling on the floor. You finna order $300 worth of food and leave me $2.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying?
So let me ask this then. With that being the case, and even when you first started hearing you mention, like, not all but some younger age, and, you know, through, you pull up 19, whatever, because, you know, if you get a small fry, that's like $16. So it's one of those things, man. Is it, I understand some things are taught in the home, but I kind of feel like that establishment, whoever is in charge of the people, that's an obligation that they have, because at that point, so, man, it's something that I truly believe in, and the saying is, change the people or change the people. So I'm either going to put in you what I want you to execute. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give you all the tools so that I can change you to be the employee that I desire, that I had in mind. I said, you know what I'm saying? I'm a build this company up from the bottom, and I'm gonna call it Rent a Spoons. I'm gonna build this from the ground up. Yeah. You know whatever your concept of that perfect employee should be. If you not getting that to them, then the other part of that is you change the people. Hey, it's not working out. I know I've sat down. We did da 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 da. Nice knowing you. And you replace them. So the sheer fact that we're seeing, and we all know there are, I don't care if we're talking fast food. I don't care if we're talking a sit-down restaurant. Don't got to be 4 or 5 star. It could be even like a Chili's, Applebee's, those type of joints. You know we're not to go.
Right.
You know which McDonald's to go to because the fries is always cold. You know who's, you know, everybody, ice cream machine broke, but you know which Applebee's don't go to because they stay getting shot up. We know which Mexican joint not to go to. So all of these things, man, do you feel like there's some accountability, true indeed, on that actual employee? Because some stuff should just be in you. But is a bigger piece of that ownership, do we got to place that on, like, the owners of the company?
In a sense, man, you know, the environment, you know, is cultivated by the manager.
Right.
And a lot of times, managers are under-equipped, whether it's in their critical thinking, in their strategic operation. Managers sometimes are just thrust into positions without proper training. And so, yeah, they
that's
have
on the
manager.
Owner, though. That's still following the owner.
Well,
I failed everybody.
Well, in a sense, because if the owner has people in place to run his companies, then that falls on, like, regional leadership. Because the thing is, if I promoted you and you don't know how to talk to people, you may be a hell of a worker. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know how to talk to people, that means I'm not going to be able to keep nobody.
True.
And managers and higher-ups, you know, listen to your people sometimes, man. Sometimes you got to have closed-door meetings with all of your people. And just for them to understand, like, yo, whatever you tell me, it's going to stay with me so we can improve. And not just the facade of, like, you brought a complaint to me, I'm going to talk to the manager about it. No, I need to start doing my own investigation and start, you know, people behind the scenes, because it's just like dominoes, man. All money ain't good money.
True.
Employee, you may be paying them to run the center or run the establishment, but if they have poor people skills and they don't know how to think critically, it will burn your stuff to the ground.
True. What you thinking about worker versus worker? So we kind of already kind of hit on the whole, you know, the customer, the client type of scenario. But every now and again, man, and I've been places, I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? I've seen people thumping. I've seen that escalate to violence. Oh, you think they stopped making it when they made scores? Like, I mean, yeah, it's very common. So I want to know what kind of experiences, first off, before we even get into too much, man, what experiences have you had or seen where folks is knuck if you buck on the clock.
Oh, Ponderosa on West Florissant.
Over the wings. Over the last zip block bag.
This is way before then, my boy. Mm. Like, my first 3 days at Ponderosa on West Florissant, and this is something I ain't really talked about a lot. This is crazy. There was a police car every day.
Mm.
So my first day, I'm sitting in orientation doing my paperwork, my W-4 and stuff. I hear somebody fly in the front door of Ponderosa because you hear it swing open. And I just heard, what was her name, man? It started with a K. Kia or something. Kina. She's like, Kina, run. Kina, run. So next thing you know, the door flies open again. And there's a chick walking through Ponderosa with a butcher knife, man.
Baby B.
Like, hey, she done came across the front where you pay at. She done slid to the back line. Old girl held up in a cooler somewhere. And old baby just charging down the back line on the other side of the buffet.
Yeah. See what happens when they send Roach out there to talk to her instead of Craig?
And so what happened was one of the guys jumped in front. He was like, babe, she was pregnant. Yeah, she was pregnant. And one of the guys was like, baby girl, you got a child, man. Don't do this. You know, think about your child. So she goes to come back out. And I'm telling you, I remember this like it was yesterday, man. Ferguson had been whooped up at the front door. And she comes out. She's got the knife in her hand, like in a stabbing motion, man. Man, they just tackled her, got her on the ground. Like, it was crazy at Ponderosa, man. I had somebody tried to get at me before up in there. And my whole back line came up like, nah, that ain't happening. Because it was like three of them up there. I've seen customers, man, like straight get into it. I've seen chicks walk in catching a dude at Ponderosa with somebody else. You know, it's like, dude, you know Ponderosa.
Hold on. I know lifers, and I apologize. I know we jumped into a different lane, but I just want to know if you out there anywhere, if you know somebody that, man, please jump in the inbox, comment, email. I need to know who is out there cheating at Ponderosa.
So
everybody was at Ponderosa. What are you doing?
Man, see, here's the thing. Back in the day, that little balcony area when out on West Florissant used to be like the smoking area, and it had its own back door. So you could actually slide out the building into the foyer and slide out the front door from back there. So what happened was, I guess he was out there with the chick. Never saw the chick coming.
Exactly. And
before he knew it, she was up on him. He knocked the stuff over trying to get out the door.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, back to the
lecture.
Yeah. So, man, with employees on employee, man, you know, there has to be a zero tolerance. Because my thing is, there's been a few people I want to fight in the workplace. A few.
Man.
But at the end of the day, I'm not going to mess up my life and my family over you because we can easily meet off work or whatever it may look like. But on the same token, man, just because I work with you, it doesn't mean that I have to like you. It doesn't mean that you have to like me, but I'm going to respect you.
Don't respect me.
So I think like this day and age, man, it's entitlement. A lot of these young kids, man, and it goes back to a couple of our other episodes, you know, with the lack of parenting and the lack of being able to be that village and steer children in the right direction, that kids pop off at their parents. And like you said, they think they can pop off at the teacher. They can pop off at customers. They can pop off at the manager. But it's like, y'all got to get these skills because unless you plan on opening your own business, but you can't count, you know what I'm saying? Someone's going to always be telling you what to do.
Yeah, and so, you know what's wild though, bro, and not to cut you off, man, I'm sorry, I was just really tripping on when you was just talking about just you getting into it with, you know, at other occasions with coworkers wanting to, you know, and drop the hammer on them, and it just really, it made me remember a point in time. I'm in management. I'm an assistant store manager. Got about 100 folks up underneath me. You hear me? And really got it from the bottom up, you know, like promoted within again. And the first one that never had to leave to keep climbing the ranks. But as I think back, my management style, while I was a great leader, motivator, encourager, I'm in trenches with you, all of those particular things. One of the faults that I had in my early management years was I say do one thing and you buck back, don't do it. However, there was no nice transition for me. I'm going to position it again to what I need done. And then after that, my attitude was, I'll tell you what, go ahead and clock out. And so as I kind of reflect on things, man, just my direction. And I'm not going to say pride or ego, just youth. The lack of leadership that I was given and mentoring on how to be a good man. I had all the skills. You know, I had great people skills. I could de-escalate. I could defuse any situation. But if there was any pushback that was challenging authority, you know, the whip is coming and I'm authority. It's this or that and ain't no wavering. So that's just something, man, I really, in hindsight, looking back, I wish I could have did different. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could have did different. But, you know, I don't know if you've ever been in the position, man, where you kind of looking back and was like that. But, yeah.
Nah, don't test me because I ain't did nothing to you. I've been treating you fair all this time. And all of a sudden you want to knuck if you buck. All right, we can get it done. So I'm just saying, try Jesus. Don't try me.
True deal. Well, bro, 8:37, good place to pull up on these breaks, man. Life is when we come back. I want to pick bro brain, man, and really see what overall wrap up, man, what he's feeling. Let's talk about some insight, even how we kind of got in this topic, how you kind of came up with the idea and the concept.
Bet.
Let's do it.
Yeah, bro. People forget about Phil.
Yeah. Yeah.
They forget about Silk, but it wasn't called Silk for no reason. You hear me?
You heard me with two K's. Silky. Silky, and could have had more than one lead singer. Because if you really know their catalog, man, almost like Drew Hill, you know, Cisco had a lot of songs, but Big Dog, Big Dog held it down. You know what I'm saying? That was when you hear songs like Beauty. So yeah, man. I think people be they sleep a lot. We gonna wake them up, man. If y'all don't know, this is how Light Be Life and Rock all the time, man. Every show and episode is archived, is saved. Bro gonna tell you in a minute how you can find everything before we slide out. It's like that. Like topics. What else? What that he want, bro? What can we do?
What they really want, brothers.
You hear me? So before we went to break, man, ready to kind of take a little transition. And so before I kind of touch on what I had in mind, I was just really thinking about the type of methods that people be causing that ruckus. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've seen people go into whether it was fast food, whether it was a bank, so many scenarios, and it's like somebody's disrespecting the worker. You not this, baby. You just worked here. You, your little job, I'm making blase, blah. You know, you do this, that, like. And I'm like, what would make somebody just get so disrespectful? Even because you're not getting your way. I dig it. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason, and it can be valid, like, I'm unable because of my job to do what you need done, and this is how you can get it done. Instead of taking 5 seconds like you want, it's a 24-hour process, and now I've turned into a uncle this, you know what I'm saying, a sellout that, you know what I'm saying, you know, you disrespecting somebody, so you call me big, and now you mad because I called you old, you did, because I send shots. Bro, you've been there. You have been there. You know I bring the army out every day of the week. So, like, what makes somebody fast like that, bro? Like, what, when you see that scenario, you be like, yo, it's just a bad day for him, her, or we need an exorcist, prayer.
I think some of it, man, is the world. As a whole.
Okay.
Because if every day, you know, say you're 50, 60, 70, so you're used to being able to do something for so many years, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's the grocery store, you know, not taking checks anymore, or certain places only take card, and some places only taking cash, and procedures change and things change. It can update, because I've been in that situation before, to where last time I came, I didn't have to do all this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, sir, you know, and so that right there, that is a very, you know, a thick area, because based on the associate, that next response after I say that, because in my mind, I'm telling my own truth.
Yeah.
Last time I came, I didn't have to do all that. So say, hey, we apologize, you know, such and such or such and such a time, you know, the company's decided to, whatever the case may be, to protect, you know, the customers, to protect, you know, whoever. Versus, well, that's just the way it is. Now, to kind of pick and choose their battles. Now, I'll put people off the bank
before. This ain't last time. Last time I was this time.
I mean, I've had to put people out the bank, you know, for making threats or just being loud or just being crazy. Ooh. And a lot of those
pulling
people.
Fire extinguishers.
You know, the vast majority of those people, I could get them to slide up out the bank without incident. There were a few that had called the police on and things of that nature. But when things are constantly changing from a person, you know, where people was usually used to getting a credit card statement. Now they have to come in to pay it. They feel like they've been inconvenienced. And this is not for anybody, you know what I'm saying? But now I have to make an extra trip to take care of my business. And then we both know how banking has changed. There are not 3, 4, 5 tellers at a window anymore because you have ATMs and, you know, image deposit and all these other things. So something has to give because some other funds and stuff was put towards technology, which the way the world is going.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're banking, you know, there's only one teller, maybe two on a good day. Now that has upset. So different people get upset about different stuff. Some people just simply get upset because they can't have their way. Well, I want to close my account. We, you know, you need your ID to do that. Well, give me all my money out of my account. Well, if you need, you know,
ID to do that.
Need your ID for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I can just do. No, ma'am. No, sir. You know, and I try to use those. Try to avoid using those trigger words as well.
Yeah.
Some people, man, they just don't care. There are people that have come in, they in their own little world, they oblivious to everything around them, and a lot of things could be avoided, you know, by our response. And I'm not saying them all, because people are going to be peopling, man. And when people start peopling, that's, you know, a couple of things we have to understand. They don't sign our paychecks, you know what I'm saying? They don't give us hours. So
yeah.
It's okay to walk away. Hey, you know what? Conversation is not going the way, you know, not going down a good place. Let me grab somebody else for you. Or, hey, you know what? Tell you what, Ms. Johnson, I'm not understanding, so let me grab somebody else that, you know, is able to
have. And there's nothing wrong with that. And so many people do not do that, bro. And that comes down to that pride I was saying when you're in leadership or in management, because you don't want to walk away in fear of that customer is going to accuse you of something and you can't defend yourself. They're going to say something that you deem not to be accurate and you can't defend yourself. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you just gotta, you gotta walk away, or you gotta partner up, but not gang up.
Yeah.
And I've seen situations to where, you know what I'm saying, somebody will go get their peer or even their manager, but they're going to put them hip on what's taking place, almost like, you know what I'm saying, trying to sway it. You won't allow them to be the true judge in that situation and hear both parties at the same time. You trying to prepare the judge before the court starts, and that ain't what's up. And so then, because you positioned it in a way like, man, you know how, remember that one time? Okay, something like that, but now they in here doing da-da-da-da. So your mindset's already like, oh, really? They on some mess? Boom. So now when you approach the client, you got the one person who already had an exchange of words, and then here you come already swinging towards your home team, and y'all are ganging up. You know what I'm saying? And so as we kind of, now it seems like kind of talking about how we going to de-escalate certain situations, hey, sometimes you got to change where you are. So if y'all are in the open forum, a lobby, the front of the line, and there's that argument and there's people around, just politely say, hey, let me get you in here. Let's sit down and talk. Get them isolated somewhere separate.
Yeah,
I found out, man, just dealing with other dudes in this conflict. When I engage that situation, I'm already going into it thinking like, I'm trying to defuse it. I'm just trying to get an understanding or the job accomplished. But I understand that if it's smoke, this could be the result, but that's not what I want. And so with that being the case, it's with these 4 or 5 other dudes, 2 females around us, if we had this exchange out here, somebody probably finna get in the way. And you're not going to be able to say my bad because your mindset's saying they're going to think you're a punk. You scared. If it's just me and you, normally now we can talk. And that's when you start to hear phrases like, look, this is all I'm saying. What I'm trying to say is, okay, I understand your point. That's when phrases like that come about, because now we can kind of talk. So the last thing on that, bro, that I would say is, remove that person that the client is beefing with. So I've had an associate come and grab me. Customers upset. They've had an exchange of words. Customer saying, you said this, rolled your eyes, whatever the case. You walk up to the client with me, but instead of me letting me deal with them, you want to stand right there. Well, we can't talk candidly because, you know what I'm saying, you trying to jump in and, again, defend yourself.
Right.
And I found that a lot of times because you're still there, now the customer is telling their story. They're talking to that person versus to me almost yelling, yeah, and this B going to tell me, and I don't know who she thinks she's talking to. Because, see, we wouldn't have that if you weren't right there. And I've had to say, hey, do me a favor. Go ahead and just take a 15, step off the floor. I'll come and get rid of them. Get them out of sight. Now you can apologize to the client. I don't know what happened, but I'm sorry that you even just dealing with having to talk to me. We deal with that. And then you just able to break that down. So that's my two cents on it, man. I just really feel like you can handle a lot of these clients, customers that are our stuff you can't deal with. And then take yourself out of it, man. They ain't talking to you. If you know you ain't do nothing to this person, why riffing and beefing? You shouldn't even be taking that up. Unless they sending shots your way. You balled this. You know what I'm saying? That's why that one leg longer than the other one, and I can see the back of your shoe. You walk, like, if they ain't really sending shots, never mind that. Stick to whatever your company is on, man, and just, because I've seen you have to fight through that, bro. I've seen you do it. You know what I'm saying? With class, somebody sending shots your way. Meanwhile, I'll be in the back like, all right, I'm a clean him up. You know what I'm saying? So just how you handle yourself, man, I think really can just diffuse so much. And that's not even at the workplace, man. We can apply that to society, bro.
Yeah, man.
You can apply that to a relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can apply that to your kids, bro. You know what I'm saying? You definitely got to do it now with these teachers, assistant principals, and principals. You can't lose your temper, parents, because they're going to try to dismiss you because now you're being aggressive. You a threat. And it's not against our policy. We can't tolerate this. And so the goal doesn't get accomplished. If you can just kind of refrain, I understand we're going to get upset, man, but just stay focused on whatever that thing is.
Yeah, I just really feel like that whatever line that you don't want somebody to cross with you, don't cross that line with them. You don't want nobody throwing that at you? Don't throw nothing at nobody. You don't want nobody else putting their hands on you or grabbing you and touching you? Don't do that to nobody else.
What Lil John say, bro? What Lil John say? Don't start no.
Yeah, if you don't start
no,
it won't be none. And then at the end of the day, if whatever you're asking me to do, because you feel like I'm black and I'm a fellow brother or, you know, whatever the case may be, what they gotta think about sometimes is that can cost me my job.
Facts.
So for this little favor, for you to get these couple of dollars out the bank or to get a new debit card or whatever, to reset your pen or whatever it is.
Get that extra patty on that burger.
You know what I'm saying? That it's going to cost me my job. And then your only word for me is, oh, my bad, man. You should have just told me you couldn't do it.
But if you think about it, bro, that is kind of cliche because y'all was running up out of Ponderosa with all that, but you couldn't hook nobody up if I slid you up. That's all I'm saying.
You really wasn't running with nothing from Ponderosa because I ate all day. So I wouldn't.
Yeah. On deck. Fries.
They didn't have air fryers back then, man. So, you know, them wings kind of put them in the microwave, man. When we go out, man, we got to understand that somebody else could be having a bad day. It could be somebody you come across drive-thru just taking your order or just handling your situation on the other end of the phone. They could be having a bad day. And unfortunately, some jobs push metrics than they do good customer service.
True.
They want you to, regardless of
perform over people.
Yeah, regardless of what it is, you know, they're trying to upsell you. That's why, you know, when you go to certain places, oh, it's like an apple pie for an additional dollar. Now, they know
off the rip.
Apple pie, but, you know, it's just
off
hey,
the rip.
You know,
you won't even offer me ketchup for the fries you heard me order, or, but you off the rip before you say, hey, how you doing today? Would you like to try it?
Yeah. Yes. Off the rip.
Man, they had my wife so mad a few weeks ago, bro. She had me go through the line. Man, they ordered all of this, right? And she had ordered the apple pie. We're all out of apple.
Yeah, see, I thought
man, she wanted to jump through that thing, the whole speaker, bro. Jump through the whole speaker and pull them back out.
You know, I just really feel like that with a lot of different attitudes and mindsets, handling certain situations, man, if they're not trained and as a manager you're not teaching your employees conflict resolution, you're failing them and you're failing yourself. And that's without a doubt. If disrespect goes to the point to where I feel like I got to put hands on you, man, it's about time for me to slide, whether I'm the patron or whether I'm the worker. And I try not to ever put myself in that position, man. I'd rather just slide off, you know, put somebody on hold, grab somebody else, because at the end of the day, you are the face of the company that you work for. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of how you feel about it, how much you make or how much you don't make. A customer's concept of the company is all going to be about the exchanges they have with you. So just because you see somebody, man, with, you know what I'm saying, dressing preppy or business-like, then people don't have to be a pushover, man. They could have really worked their ass off to get where they are.
Yeah.
And they appreciate it. And that's what has kept them off of you. So remember that when y'all go places, man. Some people got family. Some people just trying to live. I didn't get up today to bother you. Please, I hope you didn't get up today to bother me. But you know what, man? Everybody on both sides of the fence can always take a step back. We don't always have to get the one up on one another. I say something, you got to say something back. After you say something back, I got to say something. Everybody always want to have the last word. As I step down off my soapbox, man, some of the biggest battles won were those that were never a fault. You know what I'm saying? Think about it.
True. And I feel kind of offended by the last little phrase that you said. You know, people always got to have the last word, and I say something, you say something. And I was like, is he trying to he just really going to air me out?
I mean, look at your relationship. I know mine, me and the wife, no matter how stupid, we've made sounds back and forth for minutes. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, whatever. Then somebody got to get up, you know, back and forth. And it's like, we just got to have the last word, man.
Yeah, I know I do. That's what I'm like.
Sometimes I got to say stuff on my breath so she don't hear me. What you say? Man, I wouldn't even talk to you.
Yeah, man, I can remember a time, you know, way back when, you know, a customer come in, trip, man, and could be, you know what I'm saying, is well off in life. He going to say whatever, and he flipping people off and F this, F that. So, you know what I'm saying, trying to diffuse everything. He wilding, man. He in people's faces like he finna set it off. So I'm like, man, I ain't got nothing to do, man. I'm going to take care buddy. Get him off. Way in, you know, my joint was way in the cut. Close the door, and now I'm just, you know, he was doing pretty good, man. And he ended up spazzing out, saying something slick, you know what I'm saying, as he thought he was finna get to the office door, hurry up and skip out as he tried to cuss me out. And before I knew it, man, I'd be like, man, I'll punch you in the back of your MSN.
See?
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, dang, man, I'm finna hit him with that no, you clap. But that just comes with maturity, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just thankful, man, that these last 2 years, man, I've really just grown up. Anyway, bro, the time is 9:00, man.
Yeah. What we got popping next week?
We have to talk about that one, man. We're going to get something special for lifers because, in all honesty, next week is Valentine's. So,
yeah, boy.
I'm really trying to, yeah, man. Swallow. Have you ever been swallowed? Swallowed up. Swallowed.
Come on, man. Let's get up out of here.
Swallowed. So yeah, man. So, we're gonna come up with something. Lifers, y'all can tap in. If you ain't got nobody, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm just teasing. We love to check y'all out every Wednesday, man. We love y'all for rocking with us. Y'all the reason why we do what we do. The show gonna be lit, man, and we still got some good things cooking. We just telling people to tap, man. Bro, tell them how to find us.
Hey, every Wednesday night at clock Central Standard Time, just hit that number. That 9473.blogtalkradio/life, which is LIFE, B LIFEN, which is LIFIN.com. Hey, your life go keep on lifing, and we go continue to be here to talk about it. I'm your host, Tony D.
And I'm your host, D to the J. Lord of mercy.